believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Okemos, Michigan, who, as a single mom with three teenagers, left her $40,000 per year job in 1985 to start a business. She invested $350 in a truck and founded Two Men in a Truck. She made a $1,000 profit in 1985 and donated all of it to charity. Today it's a $200 million a year business throughout America and three other countries. Her name? Mary Ellen Sheets. And I'm Jack Rasool, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's Jack.
We're with Mary Ellen Sheets, the founder and CEO of Two Men in a Truck. Mary Ellen, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's really an honor for me to be on your show.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Oh, I would love to. I was born in Okemos, Michigan, which is now a bedroom community of Lansing, but back then it was a farm town. And I probably came from farm families. And my mother went to St. Lawrence Hospital and learned to be a registered nurse. And my father owned different businesses. He owned a few small bus lines in Lansing and Albion, Michigan. And so we had a perfect childhood growing up in the 50s.
When you were a kid, did your teachers and your friends say, Mary Ellen, you're going to be a business lady?
No, I think they said I was a pain in the neck, probably. I was, my mother told me once, I have three brothers. She said, you were harder to raise than those three boys put together. I was very spirited and had a great time growing up, though. It was a small town. I had a horse. I was involved in 4-H. The perfect life for a kid to grow up, but I don't think anyone ever saw me as being a business person.
Mary Ellen, what did you learn from your mom, and what did you learn from your dad?
I learned hard work from both of them, very hard work, and just took it for granted. From my father, I learned kindness and humor. At one point in his life, he sold real estate, and he told me, I never sold a house that I couldn't go back and have a cup of coffee with all the people involved. And the best thing I have ever inherited in my life wasn't anything material. It was his sense of humor and his kindness and his calmness inside. On my mother's side is kind of more of a little nervous lady working real hard, so I guess I have both of that in me.
It's 1984. You're a single mom with three teenagers. You've got a $40,000 a year job as a systems analyst with the state of Michigan, and you leave it to start a business. Why?
I had promised myself as a single mom that I would do three things for my children, for each one. When they left home, they would have a college education, which I never had. They would have straight teeth. They would be healthy, and I would have sent each of them to Europe to see the world. And when I did all three of those things, I had this little business, and I had I felt like I didn't have to do any more for them. I had done every single thing I could for my children. And that's when I decided that I would leave my my day job and run this little business on the side.
What was that business?
Well, it was Two Men in a Truck. My sons had been moving people in an old pickup truck, and we took an ad out in the Green Sheet or Town Courier in Okemos, and the first line in the ad was Two Men in a Truck, and it was hardly two men, and it certainly wasn't a moving van. It was just an old pickup truck.
So they go off to college,
Yes.
And you keep getting calls, people want to move.
Right.
Where did you find workers to do the work?
Well, when they were running the business, it was very small. And I had an answering machine, and I would take the calls from customers at night when I came home from work. I only had two movers in the beginning, Joe and Elmer, and they really ran the business. They told me exactly how it would operate. I paid them cash every night when they got there, and I didn't really know how to supervise anyone. So they were my movers that I had when I started.
In the first year, you made a $1,000 profit, and you take that $1,000 and you give it away to charity. Everyone else would have said, Mary Ellen, that is crazy. Why did you give the whole profit the first year to charity?
Well, I've always done a lot of volunteer work, and I had volunteered in the emergency room at the hospital. I had folded diapers down there. I had done a lot of other things. This was the first opportunity I had that I could actually give money to different nonprofits. And I love helping others and doing this. So when I wrote those 10 checks to little charities here in Lansing, I can't tell you what a great feeling it was. And it was very empowering for me, a single mom, that I was able to help others. It was a great feeling.
If there's a listener out there who's in his or her 40s, and their marriage has just ended, what would you say to that man or that lady?
Just keep your chin up. It's going to get better. That is a hard, hard thing to go through. It devastates you, and you have bad feelings about yourself, and how am I going to live, and you're afraid, and you're worried about money, and just keep going. If you have children, do everything you can to take good care of your children. Keep your home together the best you can, and just know it's going to get better. You're probably in the worst time of your life, so keep your chin up, keep going. Don't be afraid to ask family members for help, and I read somewhere that you need 4 hugs a day. Every person does. So get a hug from your sister, your mom, your coworkers, and just keep plowing ahead. You'll be okay.
We're taking a break, so listeners, get a hug. When we come back, we'll ask how Mary Ellen got into the franchise business. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Once again, here's your host, Jack Crisula.
Welcome back. We're with Mary Ellen Sheets, Two Men in a Truck. Today, there's 200-plus franchisees, 31 states, Canada, Ireland, and the UK. Going back to 1989, Mary Ellen, you decide you're going to start to franchise the business, and you hire Melanie, your daughter, to be your first franchisee in Atlanta. Pretty risky. How did it go?
Well, it was quite a long story. First of all, I was extremely shy back then. I was a computer programmer. I worked for the state for many, many years in a cubicle. So it was very hard for me to do any public speaking or even to meet anyone. People called me Pinky. If you talked to me, I would look at my shoes and I would blush. So I was invited to go to Michigan State University right here in our backyard and be on a panel for small business owners. I was very nervous about it, but I went and I was on the panel. It was just a little classroom setting. Another lady on the panel had franchised her company, and she fed dogs. It was a dog feeding service. And so we were talking out in the hall, and she said, you know, you should franchise your company. And I went, oh, my goodness, I could never do that. I went, all I have is two men and a truck. There's nothing to franchise. And she said, no, no. She said, you go and talk to my franchise attorney here in town, and I think he can help you. So I went and I met with him, and I told him all about my business. Again, very, very nervous to be talking to an attorney in his office full of law books and my silly little business. And he listened to me for about 6 hours. We sat there and talked. And then he said, I think I can help you franchise this business. So away we went. And I it just coincided perfectly with the same time my children were through with school. And so I could quit my day job with the state of Michigan and go on and franchise this business. So I didn't really even understand what I was doing. My children were all very skeptical about this attorney and about me and my plan to franchise this business. They all came and met with him, and they didn't know if they liked this idea or not. So then we had all these papers. We had the operations guide and the UFOC, UFCO, and I didn't know what all these papers were, and he's having me sign papers and talk to me about all these documents we need. So we finally get everything done, and, of course, I have no franchisees. All I have, at that time, I had 5 trucks, and they were parked by my mom's barn. I had no office, so who is ever going to come and buy a franchise from me? Well, my daughter had moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and she said that she would open a franchise. So she became my first franchisee. So I flew down to Atlanta, and I helped her get her book set up so she would have a two-man in a truck franchise in Atlanta. We went to a little hardware store in Fayetteville, Georgia, south of Atlanta, and there were some older men standing around, and I said, you know, I said, this is my daughter, Melanie, and she's starting a moving company. And we're going to hang up this flyers in here. And if you know anyone that would like to move, if you would please call her, she'll do a really good job for you. And we got outside, and my daughter said, Mom, she said, don't talk. You're a Yankee. So I learned my little lesson there, but I got her set up, and she was my first franchisee in Atlanta, Georgia. She had 2 trucks. She had nowhere to park them. She went to the church near her apartment, and they let her park the trucks there, and they prayed for her that her business would be a success.
Her business became a tremendous success, and you promoted her to president. Talk about the job she did for the last 14 years.
Well, that didn't happen until later, but in 1994, I got a very interesting call from the state capitol, and they wanted to know if I would run for the Senate. They had seen me at the Capitol. We had some hearings about the trucking laws in Michigan, which were very antiquated. They were written in 1933, and we were trying to change them. Once again, Pinky, me, blushing, went down to the Capitol and testified about the moving laws and how they hurt our business. While I was down there, I met some of the senators. So they called me and asked me if I would run for the Senate. Well, I've never been in politics, and I had, at that time, we had 36 franchises, and I had about 40 employees of the local moving company. I was running this all myself with no help. I thought, gee, I might like to be in politics. So I went to the Capitol, and I met with a lot of the people down there, and then I called my daughter, and I said, I'm going to run for the Senate, and will you come here and run this franchise company? She had lived in Atlanta, but by this time, she had moved to Novi, Michigan. And she was just a young girl. She was in her late 20s. She had a company car. She was a pharmaceutical rep. She was making $85,000 a year with her job. Very nice for a young girl. And I said, I want you to come here and run this company. I'm going into politics. And she said, I will. She said, I've expected this call. So I said, well, there's one more thing is I can't pay you anything. We were making no money. So she said, that's okay, Mom. And she came and took over the company as president in 1994. And she acted as the president for the next 14 years. And she did a wonderful job. She brought our company from 36 franchises to over 200 and helped place our company in different countries, which is still ongoing. and did many other things. Did strategic planning when it was done and not put in a folder and put on the shelf, but actually continued to work on it and improve our company.
Mary Ellen, a lot of people that start a business, they never learn how to delegate. How did you learn to delegate?
It's hard. When it's your baby and it's your business, it's really hard to delegate. And I have some memories of when we first started, I trained a franchisee by having them sit on my couch for 1 week while I read the manual to them. I don't know how they stood it. It had to be so boring. Later, when we had a real office, which actually was just the attic of an old house, my assistant, the first assistant I had, Sally, would go in the conference room, and she would read the manual to them. And I would stand outside, and I would listen. And every once in a while, I would run in the conference room and yell, "That's not right." So I know how hard it is to delegate, and I'm sure that Sally wanted to just run off and get out of that job. But so many people are smarter than you are. And when your company gets bigger and bigger, you don't have all that knowledge. You're not a marketing expert. You're not a CPA. You're not a computer whiz. You can't do it all, and you have to let go. You have to let go to grow.
GM a few weeks ago announced 5,300 salaried people going. Ford, 2,000. Chrysler, 1,000 salaried people, plus tens of thousands of hourly union workers. Mary Ellen, what do you say to those people?
I say they have a wonderful opportunity to start the second half of their life, and it could be great. You know, there are different things. When you own your own business, you can come and go as you please. When I first started my business, I was working 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day, but I loved it. I wasn't sitting in a cubicle from 8 to 5 and going home. This was my business. It was my baby. I loved it. So there is one thing. If they start a little business, it's hard work, but it's not work because you love what you're doing. If anyone that leaves and they think about franchising, I love franchising, and I'm not just talking about two men in a truck. There are so many different franchise concepts. If someone like is artistic, they might like to become a decorator or have a framing gallery or something. If you like pets, that is the new big company that is starting now, are pet care, all kinds of pet care franchises. There is, just pick up a magazine about franchising. And I also, if you start a little company and then you franchise it, the International Franchise Association was a huge help to us at Two Men in a Truck. So I think these people have a wonderful opportunity. And they're not going to have to sit in a little office all day. They can go do something else. And sometimes when you're not working in the corporate environment, it doesn't cost you as much to live. So I know you can, when I started my business, I worked all day in a pair of blue jeans. So, I mean, you don't have to have the fancy business suits. You don't have to have the fancy business lunch. There are some very good things about it.
We're talking to Mary Ellen Sheets, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Presented by Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Mary Ellen Sheets and her company, Two Men in a Truck International's revenue last year was $200 million. Mary Ellen, what do you say to people who say, "I'm afraid of change. I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm petrified to take a risk. I can't."
Oh, Jack, everyone is afraid. The unknown is so scary. And we see people all the time that come to us and there are franchise prospects, and they're interested in a franchise, but they may be changing where they live, or they will be changing jobs, and they are so nervous. So we see this constantly, and it's that little fear, I think, that little thing in your stomach that just knots up and makes you afraid, and you have to get beyond it. And it's very, very common that people are afraid of the unknown. So you just have to push through that, and there's a whole new world on the other side of that little fear.
What do you say to a person who says, I have a dream, I know what I want to do, but my friends, my family, the barber, the hairstylist, everybody's telling me, you're crazy, these are tough times, don't try it.
That is so common. A lot of people made fun of me when I started. People at work for the state, friends, I know they laughed at me behind my back because I had this little moving company and I was so excited about it. But, you know, I started this company during the recession, and the funny thing is I never knew it. I went to speak somewhere, and someone introduced me as the woman that had the nerve to start a business during the recession. I didn't even know it. So you can't dwell on the negative. I think if someone is negative, has negative thoughts about what you're doing, I'm always very nice to them and very polite, but I try to get away from them and not be around them. It can drag you down.
Mary Ellen, what makes a great entrepreneur?
I don't think it's any brain power. I think it's perseverance. When I started Two Men in a Truck, I had never supervised anyone. I had never had an accounting class. I called the bills, the ins and the outs, and I kept them in a shoebox under my desk, which lots of times I couldn't pay them for a long time. But every day I did something to make my company better. And it didn't matter if I was cleaning out a file, if I was planning a flower out in front of my office to make it look cute, if I was delivering some jelly beans in a coffee mug to a prospective customer. I just kept going. And a lot of entrepreneurs, I've met with them at like the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur Awards and things like that. And there's kind of a joke that most of them started, these big companies that you see, they started in someone's basement or someone's garage, and a lot of people had a spouse that said, when are you going to get a real job? And so when I meet someone and they have kind of a goofy idea, I never laugh at them because you just never know. You have to give them a little room to spread their wings, and you don't know what will happen. Maybe they will be a success. Hopefully they will.
When you hear the statement, success is a journey, not a destination, what does that mean to you, Mary Ellen Cheats?
Oh, that is so true. Everything that's happened to me along the way, this has been 20-some years, this company starting out with that $350 truck to where we are now. I think of all the people I have met. It's about people. And the fun we've had, and sometimes the heartache with all the people around us. But you don't have a business or do something like this and just think, oh, that pot of gold at the end, I'm going to be rich. There's no thought of that at all. It's the people you can help, our customers, our franchisees, giving back to the community, training. We take in a lot of our movers have a great opportunity to become movers, drivers, managers. Many of our franchisees started as movers. Look what a change we've made in those people's lives. So, no, it's totally the journey.
You have certain core values, and let me ask you about a few of them. You have one that says the grandma rule.
Okay, I'm sitting in a corporate office in Lansing, Michigan. Now, when my mover in Kansas City knocks on someone's door, what is going to remind him to be really polite and nice to that customer? It's because I want him to remember the grandma rule. I want him to see that customer as his grandma and treat his customer just like it was his grandma. So that is the thought through our whole company, that we will treat every person with the respect and dignity and love that you would your grandma.
Another one, be your best and have fun.
Yeah, we have kind of a, we have fun-filled offices. I know a lot of people do, but when we started out, I mean, we had the rubber barf on the floor, and we had the, our first office had a Michigan basement. If you could see, do you know what a Michigan basement is?
No.
It's it has a cement floor, but it has dirt walls. And so that's where all our files were kept, in the Michigan basement in the old house where we started. And we had rubber rats down there to scare the new employees. I mean, they're silly things, but they were fun. And we laugh about those things now. And we have, as all companies do, we have a picnic and a Christmas party and a lot of things for our franchisees. Because you only go around once, you might as well have a good time. And, of course, we want everyone to try and do their very best. But you know what? We're a forgiving company. When I was directly in charge, if someone made a mistake, then you don't make that mistake again. But I don't like making people feel bad and just be your best. And if you make a mistake, let's get past it and not let it happen again.
Another one, give back to the community.
Always, always. Your community is just an extension of your family. So as you become successful, help your community. Almost every day I will get some nice surprise or something I never expected. I never expect anything. I like to give back a lot, and all of a sudden really nice things will start happening to you. So it makes you feel so good that you have helped others in the town that you live in, the state you live in.
The first core value you have is integrity.
Well, of course, honesty in everything we do. I don't even know how to explain it anymore. How would you do anything any other way? Just be extremely honest in all dealings.
We're talking to Mary Ellen Sheets. When we come back, we'll ask her about giving back to fellow man. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible, presented by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
Trust in Us, a world-class executive search firm, presents Anything Is Possible with Jack Crisula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Mary Ellen Sheets, the founder and CEO of Two Men in a Truck. Mary Ellen, times are tough in this state, and a lot of people are saying, you know, I've given to charity before, but I can't afford to right now. Maybe later. What would you say to them?
Well, we try to do at least what we did before. But if you don't have the money, you can always volunteer personally to do something and help someone out. And because we have trucks and men, we can help a lot doing things for nonprofits. But also if someone's looking for a job, lots of times they find a job through volunteering, working for a nonprofit, getting out in the community, and then a job will come from that. So I must say, though, I love our state. We have a beautiful, beautiful state. We've got some little problems here, but I think we're going to be fine.
If you could be in front of the state legislature, Republicans and Democrats, for 1 minute, what would you tell them?
I would want to get our Constitution out and read it and see exactly what we're supposed to be doing and just do that for right now. I guess that's what I'd do. I don't know if we've gone off track here, spending money, but we need to just... Sometimes, just like your household budget, you get kind of get in trouble. You have to sit down and go, wait a minute. I can only pay the rent and the light bill, and that's it. So I think they need to sit down and do that.
I think a lot of listeners tonight are listening and saying, This is an unbelievable life you've led. You know, $200 million in revenue. They wish they were in your shoes, and they would say, if I was, I would sell that business ASAP, take the money, and enjoy life. Why haven't you sold Two Men in a Truck?
Oh, that's so funny. Well, first of all, my children, my son Brig is running the company right now, and he is doing a wonderful job. My daughter is kind of retiring after 14 years. So my children and I love this business. We love all the people involved with it. We like the service we provide. Yeah, times are kind of tough for us right now, but we're not going to sell this company. And, you know, what can you do in life? For heaven's sakes, I like to read. You can have a lot of money, but you can go to the library and get a book. It doesn't, your life's not going to change that much. I like to play golf. Life is simple, really. It doesn't, having a lot of money, I mean, we're not celebrities or anything. We're a very plain family. We like to be together as a family and enjoy the grandkids and just like any other family.
Mary Ellen Sheets, is the American dream still alive?
Oh, is it ever? People do not know how lucky they are to live in this country. I've traveled quite a bit. I've had some wonderful opportunities. I've spoken to business people in Latvia. I have been in Bosnia and visited our troops there. You cannot step off the sidewalk. There are landmines everywhere. You could pull your car over, Jack, and run across the field. You wouldn't be worried about being injured or anything. This is, and that it doesn't even touch the tip of the iceberg of all the opportunities you have in this country. Education, starting a business like I did with no education, which probably is some kind of a miracle, but maybe not. All you need is perseverance.
Let's talk about the 200-plus franchisee. What do they look like? Where do they come? How do you find them?
Oh, they're wonderful. A lot of them are movers that moved up through the system, but not all. Some of them are customers and other people. They see advertisements and they come to us. About half of them are women. Some are families that are, you know, a husband and wife. There are a few that maybe they own several franchises. They are of all ages. They are... We have some attorneys, some CPAs. We have a heart surgeon that owns some franchises. We even have a Maytag repairman that used to own some franchises. So they do come from all walks of life, and I just love them. I'll tell you, you meet all these people. They become your extended family, and you worry about them, and you share in their happy times and sometimes in their sad times.
Share with us about Stickman University.
I think my youngest son, John, named that. That is our training facility. It's very sophisticated. It's in our home office, and that is where we train our franchisees, our managers, movers, anyone that comes here for training. It has a two-story house inside our building with a big screen TV, a big piano, everything that's hard to move. We have a full-size moving truck inside our office with plexiglass walls so they can see the way to properly pack and move a truck. But there are other things, too. We teach them all the software that goes with our company, the hiring and all kinds of things that it takes to run a business. Many of these people have never run a business before. So we're going to make sure when they hit the road, they're going to be all set.
Mary Ellen Sheets, what are you the proudest of?
My children. I don't even have to think about that. I am so blessed. I have three children. I would love them no matter what, but I don't know how. They are all great business people. How did it happen to me? I mean, I am so lucky. And they're just wonderful, wonderful children.
What are your dreams going forward?
I'm living my dream right now. They're running the company. I serve on some boards, so I'm still doing some community service and with people here in town and statewide and internationally. And I have a little time to play golf. I have a lot of time to read and think and spend time with my family. So I'm living my dream. And luckily, it's here in the U.S.
If there's a listener really, really down and out right now saying, wow, is this a positive lady? What a life. And this person says, I need hope, Mary Ellen. How do I get hope?
Of course, you could go to church. You could get out. I think one thing that helps people when they are kind of depressed is to get out and help someone else. And it empowers you to help other people. Exercise. If you're really depressed, walk around the block. Those things, they seem so simple, but they really will help.
Last question. What advice would you give to our young listeners tonight?
Oh, they are so lucky. I want to be one of them. Go with your heart. Do what you want to do for a living. They say life is not a dress rehearsal. So they should, whatever their interests are, follow your interests. Don't do what someone recommends you should, a field you should go into because you'll make a lot of money or something, but go do what you want to do. I mean, I loved running a small business. I didn't find what I really liked to do until I was 46 years old. But then when I found it, oh, I just loved it.
Mary Ellen Sheets, what a role model. What a great American. In the words of Sean Hannity, you are truly a great American. Thanks for sharing your amazing story.
You're welcome.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohem.